Oh, hey, Drew.
Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Where are you up to this weekend?
I just, you know.
Get off the shed!
I'm John.
And I'm Drew.
And you're listening to The Ourchive,
our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time.
Oh, you got notes.
Huh. Yeah, well, just like to remind me of
bygone era.
You have a bygone era, yeah. Okay. Well, should we define what we mean by barbecues? Because it's a way of cooking.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that.
Colloquially, in this region of the United States, we often use it to refer to the gathering.
Yeah.
Of where food is cooked outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an event. Yeah.
A barbecue here doesn't necessarily mean there will be barbecued food.
Oh, well, you know, the thing is, I think it's the context in which it's presented. When you say, if you say barbecue,
yeah,
I'm having barbecue, that to me suggests that you are eating substances that are grilled and maybe doused in some kind of sauce. But when you say a barbecue, you say like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, having a barbecue.
Uh-huh.
That to me indicates the gathering.
Well, you've already sort of gotten it wrong. In that,
how so?
Well, a barbecue, the method of cooking,
mm-hmm.
Doesn't necessarily mean the food is grilled.
Okay.
I think most often it's smoked.
Okay.
Over a long period of time.
I don't care, but
hey,
that's okay.
Hey, I don't start off like that. Okay?
All right.
You want to take that back? Are you,
sure.
You're okay with
that? Hold on.
You okay with that little bit of sass you threw out?
You comfortable with
that?
There's a lot of flavor on my barbecue.
There's
gonna have
a lot
to deal
of
with that.
People who do care.
Okay.
All right.
I apologize.
All right.
I meant no disrespect to the actual practice of barbecuing.
Now, there are barbecues that do involve grilling.
Sure.
Or braising or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Brazier.
But
Dairy Queen brazier.
Not that. Why did they call it that?
I don't know. Wondered about that for decades.
Yeah, I never got that. But... I think it's kind of local the way that we use that word. I think more often
you mean
than
as
not,
the gathering.
Yeah, I think more often than not, if you went to any other sort of southern state and you were like, "Oh, we're having a barbecue," and there wasn't barbecue there, people would be really confused.
Huh.
I could be wrong about that.
All right,
but I think this area is kind of unique in that respect. Which makes you know a certain amount of sense because we are probably not all parts of Missouri, but we are probably the northernmost South you can get. You know what I mean? In terms of what's considered the South. I think Missouri is kind of a gray area anyway.
Sure.
But there are people in the North who consider Missouri part of the South.
Mm-hmm.
And some of our food leanings, I think, would support that.
Okay.
Barbecue being one of them,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's typically a southern thing.
Or Kansas City is huge for barbecue.
Right.
Actual barbecue. Like, you know,
yes.
The method.
Yes.
But we're not necessarily talking about the method.
We can.
It's.
I think we did. There you go.
I think
that's our conversation on the method.
Yeah. When we say barbecues, not all barbecues have barbecue, but all barbecues are at a barbecue. Right?
Not entirely. Because what if you go to a barbecue restaurant?
It's still a barbecue.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's you're out eating barbecue. That's different than going to a barbecue.
Maybe it's a barbecue-style restaurant.
Maybe, but more often than not, I don't think it is.
All right.
I think there's an informality to the barbecue, the colloquial barbecue gathering.
Let's say from here on out, when you and I say barbecue, we mean the gathering.
Okay.
From this point
forward. From this point
forward. The only time we will qualify is if we mean the method.
Right. There is an informality to it that separates it from an eating establishment.
Sure.
Therefore, I don't think that you can say that eating food that is prepared in a certain style at a barbecue-centric place.
Yeah.
I don't think you can say that that is in any way.
Let me ask
like
you
going
this.
To a barbecue. All right.
Let's say that.
Do it.
Let's say this
Do
restaurant.
It. Ask okay. me this question about this restaurant.
You walk into the door, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And really, when you walk in, you find out that the front of the restaurant is a facade.
Okay.
And you've actually just walked through a door frame and you're still outside.
Right.
But there's a host there, or host or hostess.
Uh-huh.
And they say, how many? And you're like, two.
Right.
And then they walk you out into an open area where people are just milling around, in the center of which is a barbecue grill where the owner of the restaurant, not the owner.
Just one open area, right? It's not like these tiny little private grills.
And that's it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the chef or the owner or whatever is grilling on that barbecue grill.
I see where you're going with
this.
And
people can just walk up with a plate and he'll slap it down on there. You know, you pay at the door or something. There's a table of, like, you know, various foods that you can just slop onto your plate there. And, you know, and then you stand around or sit around and talk to people. Is that a barbecue?
No.
Why not?
You're trying, but it's not.
Why?
You walked up to a counter, you waited
there was
for
no
your
counter.
Turn, or
I didn't say
you,
there was a
you walked up to a host or hostess.
Yeah.
Okay.
You walk up to
you just
walk in?
Yeah, in a lot of cases. Sometimes you don't even walk in the door. You walk around back because everybody's
Someone
in the backyard.
Greets you.
Not necessarily.
So you're just ignored for the whole time?
No.
Exactly.
Everybody welcomes you. You don't have one
there you
single
go.
Welcome
well,
point.
Still, you're greeted. But go on.
You are
I'm waiting for the distinction.
Describing. You're describing something that is an artifice. It is.
Why? What's artificial about it?
You're paying. Okay.
So you people often pay with food. Often at barbecues, you're expected to bring some kind of a dish. That's your payment.
Now, there you go. Now, if you change it around, if you switch your scenario to the point where
your money is paying for the dish that's on that table, so in essence, you're bringing the food.
It doesn't matter
with your money.
No, it doesn't matter. It does not matter.
How is this different?
I just told you,
but you're wrong. Is that the only thing? Is it the payment
and the framework by which this is
what's the framework
is created? It's not somebody's home.
It is. They live there.
Do you know them?
Yeah. Me, personally?
Yeah. Do I know them? When I go, in this scenario,
do I... You
just
met them. Do you know everyone that you go to a barbecue? You know everyone there?
Usually.
All the time?
Yeah. Otherwise, I don't go.
Time? You know them personally?
Otherwise, I don't go.
I don't believe you at all. I don't believe you at all.
I can get some
you
verification
know very
on that.
Well. So,
I'll get some
so, okay,
support.
So let me pause this discussion for a moment. I'll flip it a bit.
All right.
You go to a barbecue, friend's barbecue.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, what's up? Oh, hey, what's up, John? Everyone.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
And then you walk up to the owner of the home. Well, we brought some potato salad. Thanks. Put it on the table.
Yeah.
John, have you met Jack over here? No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah, Jack's my buddy from Tennessee. Hey, how's it going, John? I got to go because this is a fake barbecue. See ya. That's you. Right? Because, oh, I don't know everyone here. This is Zarfus. And then you walk out. Is that what would happen?
God, I wish. I hope. That's going to be my next barbecue.
But you know that's not what would happen.
All
right. So you don't have to know everyone there. Right?
Mm-hmm. I can't believe you're actually making this argument.
I'm just... Like, is this a
no, I just...
Experiment.
I don't understand
this is a
why
experiment.
Why you are positing this.
This is a thought experiment.
Okay.
So let's go back.
All
okay.
Right.
You don't know everyone there.
Okay.
You've paid, in quotes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because your food, your money supplied the food,
mm-hmm.
in essence. It's the same as a regular barbecue.
Is it taxable?
The money?
Yeah.
Yes, just like the food that was bought was taxable.
Not necessarily. What if I grew those potatoes in my backyard?
You're taxed for that land. You're taxed for that land, aren't you? Where you grew those potatoes.
Yeah, but not a sales tax. It's a property tax.
Still?
It's a different rate.
I want you to, you should understand that everything is the same as everything else. There is no artifice in this world. It's all made of atoms anyway. If you get right down to it.
Pale blue dot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so the
well, we'll go the, down the what else? What else is at this establishment? What else am I going to find here?
You'll find traditional barbecue dishes.
Throw some of those down for me.
You got you know, I like, I mentioned potato salad.
Uh-huh.
You've got coleslaw.
Uh-huh.
You've got various grilled meats, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got probably other cold salads. So you might have
like a macaroni salad.
Yeah, you might have a macaroni salad.
God, that's awful. Pasta salads are the worst, man.
I've had good ones, but... I usually it's bow tie is going to be your best bet for
nothing,
that kind of
nothing.
Cold
They're
salad.
All slimy and ugh.
Well, bow ties aren't as slimy.
Not as slimy, but still slimy. You're same thing. I, like potato salad is pretty disgusting too.
I love potato salad.
All right, but it's pretty disgusting. Any kind of like cold thing you're eating outside,
like ice cream.
Apart from,
interesting. So you don't like slushies either, huh?
No, I like slushies too.
Oh, okay.
Any right. non-dessert
but not
item,
popsicles.
Non-dessert oh. cold item served outside.
Okay, fair enough. So you don't like any kind of dips or anything?
No, I don't.
Not none whatsoever.
I don't like dips.
All right. So you don't like watermelon?
No, I hate watermelon. Okay. I hate all melons.
So you don't like any fruit?
No, I do like fruit.
Okay. Well, they're cold and outside.
Bananas are not. Bananas are not cold.
Ice. You hate ice?
No, but that's a beverage, not food.
Oh, okay. Because you chew ice.
You might chew ice. I don't chew ice. It's bad for your teeth, son.
I'm not trying to think of more cold things now. I'm trying to think of other dishes.
Yeah. How about chips?
Chips. I was just going to say chips and dips.
I don't
salsas.
Do the dips. That's fine. You can
do you
have
like
the
a cold
dips.
Salsa?
No.
Why not?
I don't usually do salsa.
What about a fresh made salsa?
Mm.
Look, I make a fresh salsa, okay? It's tomatoes, it's onions. Listen up, don't interrupt me. It's lime. It's cilantro of all things, which I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But some of it's got to go in there. But 'kay. I go light on it. And I think maybe, do I put cumin in there? I don't know. But it's very simple. It's, you know, you just chop all these things up, put them in a bowl, and let them kind of sit and marinate on their own overnight in the fridge. Then you bring it to the barbecue or whatever.
Right.
It's good, man.
I'm not going to dispute that.
It's fresh and it's cold.
I'm just not going to eat it.
I'm not going to try it.
I might feign trying it. I might take a chip and dunk it in there.
If I made it.
And no, I would try it.
You wouldn't fake it out?
I would try it because you had created it.
Yeah.
And I would want to support your...
Honor that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I would not try it because I'm compelled to eat this cold thing.
You don't like
on
salsa.
On a chip. I don't like salsa.
All right.
I'm not opposed to salsa. Like, I don't... If it lands on my table, I'm not going to be like, take that away from me.
But you're not going to go
I'm
for
probably
it.
Not going to eat much of it. Yeah.
It's the only thing on the table, though. You're really hungry. There's all forms of chips, right?
Yeah, there better be, because that's all I'm eating.
Pretzels and chips and corn chips. And
yeah.
Breads?
Bun.
You know, you might have a garlic bread or mm-hmm. a regular just bread. Yeah, just loaves of bread, right, for making sandwiches mm-hmm. with the meat that's being grilled. Mm-hmm. Depending
or
on
a roll, if this is more of a dinner.
Yeah, yeah, type, you might have a roll. You might have a basket of rolls.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have, like, ketchup and mustard and relish. And do you like pickles?
No.
Not in any form? Sweet pickles?
No.
Dill?
Grind them up and put them in
butter.
A soup. I'll eat them.
What about relish?
Yeah.
You don't relish that? do you like ketchup? Mustard?
It's already mixed in. I'll eat
mixed
it.
Mixed into what?
You know, if it's like some sort of
ketchup
thing.
Soup?
If it's like a sauce
that's a
put that's on the if it's on the thing already, you know, like if somebody serves me
sure.
something and it's already on there,
yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
fine, I'll
yeah,
eat it.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I going to put it on? No.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think of any other barbecue staples. Well, and I guess maybe we should talk about the kind of the star of the show at a barbecue, which is the meat, because that varies from location to location in terms of what people consider barbecue. I think in the South, it's always pork, you know, for the most part.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You don't around here. It's beef, right? Or chicken even sometimes.
Huh.
Which is why I think we're considered kind of not cool, you know.
Oh, because we're not doing it, quote unquote, right.
Exactly. Yeah. Kansas City, I believe, would also be beef. Hmm. I could be wrong.
So they're not doing it right either.
I don't know. But pork, I think, is generally what people consider a barbecue fair.
Okay.
It's because you'll have pulled pork, right? Which I'm a huge fan of. I love pulled pork.
Okay.
Because it's
what, yeah, specifically barbecued pulled pork, or do you just like pulled pork? Period.
Barbecue
is a pretty great
is
sentence.
What
right
I
there.
Like. Do that again.
Pulled pork. Period.
Barbecue pulled pork is what I prefer.
Okay. Yeah. Period.
Period. perhaps I might ponder a pure pulled pork. Without any,
but you don't have any compulsion,
right? Right. I don't, you know, ply away the nights. Is that a word? Did I do that right?
I don't think so.
What is that word? Ply.
Pine.
But there's also ply. Yeah, I don't pine for barbecue pulled pork prepared perfectly, per my. predilections and preferences.
Well done.
Towards.
Well done.
Protein.
This is a great barbecue. I can tell
you
that.
That's the last one? I said protein at the end.
I have a feeling we're going to get kicked out of this barbecue very quickly.
Make me some
like pulled pork, especially with barbecue sauce on
okay.
it. And that's a whole other thing. Like barbecue sauce. Oh, there's
so there's A1. Is that barbecue?
No, no.
Is that no?
Oh
that's
goodness.
Steak sauce.
Come on now. I realize you're in a completely foreign territory right now, and I'm forgiving you for that. No, A1 is not barbecue sauce.
Okay.
It is a steak sauce.
What's the one? There was a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Don't baste your barbecue. Maul it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maul's is all right. I well, I'll be honest. I don't know that I could say a brand that I like the most. I generally like stuff in unmarked bottles, you know, like a squeeze bottle or something that I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the variations you get in different barbecue sauces, you know, tangy, sweet, spicy, smoky.
And that's like a point of pride for somebody who really does barbecue, right? Like they sort of, they treat their sauce like
the sauce
Holy
is
Grail.
Yeah, it's a secret sauce.
Right.
I think just as often, if not more so, people are very protective of the rub that they put on.
Oh, like all of the herbs
dry
and stuff.
Rub, yeah.
Yeah.
And that is would be in place of a sauce. You wouldn't put a sauce over the rub.
Right, because it would all wash away.
Exactly, and it ruined the taste of the rub.
Didn't that guy in King of Kong, the guy who was the original Donkey Kong champion,
sauce,
didn't he? He was like a sauce. Like
a saucier,
maven, yeah.
sauce maker, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. He would go in and he would
Billy
face
Mitchell.
His product.
Billy Mitchell.
Billy Mitchell.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? He'd go to the stores and he'd face his own product, and then he'd push others to the back of the
yes.
shelf.
Yes,
yes. Wow, what a conniving.
What a guy, man.
There's
the face of your barbecue, America.
I think I like tangy barbecue sauces
okay.
the most. And a vinegary. BBQ sauce I like. Now around here I think more often people are barbecuing beef. So
okay.
steaks.
Big slabs of beef.
Big slab ribs. Barbecue ribs.
Ribs or beef, right?
St. Louis style ribs I think is a thing.
Okay.
Ribs, well I mean you could have pork ribs.
Okay.
But I think people are doing beef ribs around here. Man, I could be totally wrong though. I could be talking out of school right now.
Somebody will probably correct us.
My dad.
Somebody around here likes barbecue, right?
Someone will correct us,
okay.
yeah. My dad used to grill chicken.
Oh, uh-huh.
He'd grill, and he would douse it in, like, I don't think it was Maul's, but, you know, he would completely...
Pour some barbecue sauce all over it.
Yeah, I mean, it would be enveloped. At the time, I didn't really like...
They'd do it while it was on the grill? Or while it was...
yeah.
Wouldn't that get all in the...
Well, he had a brush.
Oh, okay.
So he'd brush
okay.
it on there.
I'm picturing he's like pouring it over the thing, and like, isn't that going to put the fire out eventually?
That would be amazing. I need to light the fire again. you can grill vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Like people wrap up a corn cob a lot of times
mm-hmm.
in aluminum foil, mushrooms,
mm-hmm.
Eggplant,
mm-hmm.
zucchini.
You can skewer them as well.
Yeah, yeah, you could do shish kebabs,
mm-hmm.
can't you?
Yes.
On the grill. I mean, that's the thing. You can grill anything.
Yeah.
You can't barbecue anything. The method.
TM.
But you can grill anything, because the grill is just a form of applying heat.
Right.
And you can apply heat to anything. I recently
yes.
had, I believe, what would be considered barbecue, like traditional barbecue. Because I was out on my uncle's farm, not this past week, and the weekend before.
Right.
And
they charged you money.
I walked
in.
I gave him my $10.
So the hostess will seat you now.
Yep. They actually
Took
did
you
ask,
a lawn chair.
They, I walked in and said, do you want anything to drink? What do you got? They listed off of that. Root beer, please. Would you like to sit outside? Yes. This all happened. I'm not lying to you.
Okay.
we did give them money because it was a graduation party.
Oh.
So the graduate received a gift, didn't she?
I don't know. I wasn't there. Don't question me.
But they, towards the middle of the day, they wheeled out on a like plastic wheelbarrow, this big wooden slab enveloped in tinfoil, and sitting on top of the slab was a whole pig.
The slab was covered in tinfoil.
Yeah.
Okay.
To keep it from being
igniting,
sullied by the various juices.
Okay.
Coming out of the pig.
Okay. Which, that sounds appetizing.
The pig was essentially split in half.
Uh-huh.
And laid,
like, sort of folded out.
Yeah.
Okay.
On its stomach.
Right.
And its head was in the front. And they picked up the pig.
They didn't split the head in half, though.
No. It was detached, though.
There's a skull in there. It probably would have been harder.
There's a big old skull in there.
Yeah.
They put it up on the table, and then my uncle proceeded to cut up the meat and serve it to people.
After heating it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It had been smoking all day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Exactly. So that was good.
Hmm.
Good meat.
Would you say that was because of the authenticity of the preparation? Would you say that stands out to you as a more genuine barbecue as a gathering?
I can't say.
Did the food preparation influence the legitimacy of the gathering?
The gathering itself?
Yeah.
No. Because.
So screw your food preparation, barbecuers.
Well, because I grew up here,
mm-hmm.
and for me, a barbecue, like for you, I think, mm-hmm. is just eating outside with food that was grilled.
Yeah.
You know? Like, the preparation doesn't come into it as much here.
Right.
As it does, I think, elsewhere.
Elsewhere. Okay.
So for me, I'm happy to call it a barbecue as long as we're got food on a grill and sand. I mean, they could be hot dogs on there. I don't care.
All right. Now, what about this? Will you accept it as a barbecue if you're eating outside, you're gathering outside, all the activity is happening outside, but all the food was prepared inside and is brought outside?
No.
Interesting.
Well, was it on a grill inside?
Maybe. Doesn't matter.
No, I think the food needs to, at least some of it has to be cooked outside.
Hmm. Okay.
Because then you're just gathering and you're happen to be eating outside.
Same scenario, whether the food's cooked outside or inside. I mean, what if the preparation is no different? I mean, what if you have like a Weber grill inside
I've
your
seen
kitchen?
This happen.
And you're just going to smoke that thing. And
I've seen this happen. It wasn't a Weber grill. It was like a George Foreman grill.
Okay.
I didn't consider a barbecue then when I literally experienced that.
Hmm. Okay. I would. I would consider that a barbecue.
So for you, it's just the grill.
No.
You just said.
For me, it is, if I'm eating outside, it's a barbecue.
Really?
Yeah. It's a gathering, and people are eating outside. It's a barbecue.
So, okay. So, let's say it's January 5th.
Right.
And you have prepared your dinner in the oven,
mm-hmm.
like meatloaf. I know you don't want to eat that, but let's say it's vegetarian meatloaf.
Okay.
And you get it all done and plate it, right? Mm-hmm. And then you go sit outside and eat. You're barbecuing?
If you're having people over, this is a gathering? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me.
I don't know.
That fulfills the definition of the barbecue for me.
I absolutely don't agree with that.
That's okay. See, the thing is, though, I don't have anything invested in this definition of a barbecue.
Well, then it seems like you're innately wrong, then.
Well, I'm not going to dispute that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying this is my definition.
Yeah.
Here is.
I'll give you mine.
All right.
For a true barbecue experience, I need the food, a significant portion of it to be cooked outside.
Okay.
I need 4 or more people gathered.
Mm-hmm.
I need it to be, maybe I don't need it, but I prefer it to be spring or summer.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe fall. Like early fall.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, people seem to give up on barbecues in the fall. You notice that? I mean, they're very...
The gathering aspect.
Yeah. They're like top heavy for the spring and
summer. People still grill, you know.
Yeah, but not en masse. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't invite people over because people won't stay outside.
Why not?
It's cold.
No. It's late in the day and I ain't been on the court yet. Hustle to the mall to get me a short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. Because basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more. Cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends as y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around. You just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine. Fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin'. Chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin'. Leanin' to the side, but you can't speed through. 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness. Summer, summer,
what if you, okay, back to you.
Yeah.
All right. What if you had the gathering, right?
Okay.
And everyone stayed inside, but it was cooked outside. But everyone ate inside.
That's not a barbecue.
Hmm.
That's just a party.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a strange line.
It's like, a strange
practice.
When do
we step into barbecue, huh?
It's a strange practice to me, honestly.
Overall.
Yes.
Well, what about it is strange to you?
There's nothing about the preparation or the accoutrement that is in by itself appealing.
Sure.
Now, that's not a problem necessarily, because sometimes you can have things that are greater than the parts, right? The total, the sum total, is you know, it becomes something. To use our popular Voltron metaphor, you know, when you bring all of these disparate elements together, they sometimes work together better. Yeah.
If we're using the Voltron metaphor,
well, except,
they fail on their own.
Except in the situation of this barbecue scenario, because there's really not anything about the overall elements that says, like, if you gave me the choice of going to a barbecue versus any other kind of social gathering, barbecue's going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, I cannot think of another one.
Orgy
that,
or barbecue.
Orgy.
All right, Facebook meetup or barbecue.
Meaning, like, actually meeting up at a specific time to talk on Facebook, or
to talk
a bunch of people that
Facebook
I talk with?
Friends that you don't usually talk to. Like, your friends who aren't your friends.
Uh-huh.
Just your Facebook friends. And you're going to be there as long as the barbecue goes. You know what I mean?
What
like,
are we
they're
doing?
Next door.
What are we doing?
I don't know, you're at some stupid bar.
I'd probably go with the bar. I'd probably go with that.
Okay. Barbecue or the opening night at the MX?
Oh, man. Can I leave the barbecue? Do I have to stay at the barbecue as long as I stayed at the opening night at the MX? Probably opening night at the MX.
That's a big deal.
Because I got to watch the movie at least, eventually.
All your friends went to the barbecue.
Right.
This is the other thing. This is a barbecue thrown by your friends versus these other things. The Facebook thing. Because you're not going to go to a barbecue. I mean, it's not fair to say this is a barbecue of, like, unknowns.
Okay.
Because why would you go to that anyway?
Let me refine this definition a little bit.
Of what?
This comparison a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so let me say that the same group of people, if you give me the choice of gathering with that group of people anywhere else, I'm going to pick anywhere else
but you would never have to pick one over.
No,
the
I'm
other.
Not saying that I would, but I'm
so
just
saying.
So
it's not a real world problem. Like, if these people
right,
are
because all these people are going to the barbecuing. Right, right, okay.
There's, you know, they're not also in a quantum state going to the MX theater opening, right?
Well, they would never do that.
Right.
My
they
friends
wouldn't
are
either.
Too
they
smart for
that.
That.
But, you know, it's either barbecue with your friends or these other things.
Right.
And they're happening at simultaneously.
Yes. I see your point. I see it.
But you would skip out of the barbecue with your friends.
No, I would prefer to do another activity with that same group of friends.
That's not the question, though. The original idea that you put forward was that you will always choose something else over barbecue. But I think you forgot the fact that no one would go to a barbecue without anyone they knew there.
Right.
I mean, not no one, but most people, right?
Right.
So really what your statement has to be augmented somewhat to say you would prefer to do other activities than go to barbecues.
Yes.
Where your friends are.
Mm.
Because I wouldn't want to go to a barbecue without my friends there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also rather do other activities.
Right.
That's because my friends aren't there.
All right, here we go. Here's a further...
That's another component to the barbecue. You need friends there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's the important... That's the deciding factor.
Yeah.
That's why I end up at barbecues.
That's what gets you there. Is part of it also, is it a little too close to camping for you?
It is. That's a major part of it, because you're just sitting around outside doing nothing.
What is amazing to me is how often I've seen you sit inside and do nothing.
That's fine. That's totally fine.
What's the distinction there? And take out the camping part. Like, I get.
Right, right.
Camping, you're stuck in the wilderness. You have to sleep in a tent.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. I can understand, you know, that feeling.
The
maybe.
Difference is
But if
that
it's a barbecue and you're like, oh, I'm just going to sit outside and do nothing, and then you stay home and do nothing. So what's the difference? Temperature?
Well, there's sort of that.
Seating?
Can be. Typically, seating outside is less comfortable than seating inside is.
Typically, yeah.
Because we don't spend, as a culture, we don't spend as much time sitting outside as we do inside. Or sleeping outside or anything
right?
So there's that. There's the fact that the weather, the temperature, as you mentioned,
The climate
can fluctuate.
Sure.
Yes.
Unpredictable.
Unpredictable. Nature is unpredictable.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of nature.
Sure.
I mean, nature as in like the forces that act upon man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
External and internal. The nature of man. Who knows who you're going to run into at this barbecue?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean,
I don't.
I think I understand where you're coming from on an intelligent level, but on a, I guess, emotional level.
There is something there.
It's hard for me to understand.
There is something. There's a trigger response that I have, and it's the same thing with camping as it is with a barbecue.
You want to go to sleep.
I want the experience to be over. It's like a fight or flight thing, you know? It's like I'm in this situation and I perceive it as a threat to my state of being. And so I want it to be over as quickly as possible. And I will look for whatever I can, whatever's going to distract me to make this thing less nerve-wracking. That's what I want.
It makes you nervous.
It does. It makes me very nervous.
What are you nervous? What's going to happen?
I don't know.
It's just
maybe it's all of those unpredictable factors. It's the lack of control
we got to break you of this.
Well, I can get past it. I have a few drinks or
something.
Well,
but see, we got to do it without alcohol.
We got to get you beyond.
Well, no, I mean, there are other ways that work it too. If no, I get into a conversation, clearly, I forget how nervous I am.
It's temporary, though. Clearly, you still have this affliction, and we're gonna get this out of you, I think, this summer. We're going to do weekly barbecues.
Oh, God.
All right? It's the same with your Beatles thing, right? You had an aversion, a trigger reaction, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. But you had never truly investigated, yeah? And now you are, and you're seeing some value.
Sure.
So maybe you haven't truly, maybe every time you've gone to a barbecue, you just instantly, immediately in your head, you're like, this is going to suck.
I'm on the defensive.
Yeah, you run in there
yeah.
with shields up.
Yeah.
And who can blame you? You know, if you don't want to do something, you're going to go in there shields up.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe it's time to lower the shields. We'll do it every weekend, you and me, or just you. We'll go to a barbecue. And maybe by the end of the summer, you'll be like, I like some barbecues.
I can tell you right now, I do like some barbecues.
What's the barbecues you like? It's interesting because the statement is interesting, mm-hmm. right? Because like, we've tried to sort of define barbecues in general.
Mm-hmm.
So now the question is, are there specific types of barbecues? There's family barbecues,
right?
Right, that's one type.
Yeah,
and those I'm very well versed in those. My family barbecues a lot. I think my uncle has a Labor, or is either he's a, it's either a 4th of July or a Labor Day barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every year, and I love it. I really look forward to it because I like to see my family, right?
Sure.
My extended family.
Yeah.
And we all get together, and there's food grilled and
mm-hmm.
pre-prepared, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's, like, barbecue celebrations, right? So we're celebrating a graduation or we bought a new house and we're grilling. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
there's the celebratory barbecue,
mm-hmm.
Which could involve that. I think that's the most volatile situation because
the celebratory one
for a couple reasons, right? One, you can be pretty sure you won't know everyone there if you've been invited,
mm-hmm.
right? Because the celebration oftentimes involves friends and family, and generally it's like, anybody, you know, welcome to anyone, right?
Sure.
So even loose acquaintances may be there of the party.
Right, right. Significant others or...
Yeah, and that's various, a minefield.
Yeah.
A social minefield, right? But also, I think people tend to get more are going to drink more.
Mm-hmm.
It may go longer into the night,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So those are the ones that make me apprehensive.
They might involve firecrackers.
Yeah, yeah.
At some point.
Yeah. So family, celebratory. There's the like the casual barbecue. Hey, mm-hmm. it's like it's Sunday, right? Hey, mm-hmm. John, it's Drew. We're having barbecue out on the deck tonight. You should come over, hang out. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Couple other people are coming.
Mm-hmm.
That's your low-key, small kind of barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other types you could think of?
What about like a corporate barbecue?
Oh, yeah, like yeah, yeah. Like a company picnic. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's also kind of a minefield, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're not part of the company that's throwing it, you're a significant other perhaps. You don't even mm-hmm. know anybody there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the worst.
Oftentimes you have to fend for yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that made me think of one, hang on, the block party,
mm-hmm.
right? That's where a neighborhood gets together
yeah.
and has a barbecue, which could also happen on like a holiday.
Yeah. Church or school or one of those kinds of,
which feel to me,
is that sort of like the corporate,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And those are the ones that I kind of share your apprehension,
mm-hmm.
where I don't really want to go to those.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, I'll have a okay time when I'm there.
Yeah.
But because I don't know what I'm in for, Those are the ones that make me apprehensive.
I do feel like they're, well, see, my immediate response to that is like, well, the one with the fewest people is probably going to be my favorite.
Yeah.
Because that, it's more conducive to having like a worthwhile conversation.
Spotlight might be on you more.
Right. It could be, it's less of a, there's less of an obligation, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Are a perceived obligation. Yeah, sure. You know, at a family thing, you feel like, you know, okay, you have to catch up with everybody.
Go talk to people,
let them
know how you're doing.
But if it's like you, I'm like, well, how much catching up do I need to do?
Yeah,
I just saw you at last weekend's barbecue.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, exactly.
But on the flip side of that, when you're in like the corporate situation, I mean, depending on how many people we're talking about here, like, you know, I think, okay, if it's a big thing, if we're talking like 50 plus people, oof, boy, that's intimidating.
But here's the interesting
like
thing about
But then
that.
It's much easier to leave.
Disappear. It's easy to disappear.
Yeah.
You don't even have to leave necessarily. It's easy to stay away from others.
Yes.
You know, you find a spot where no one's going and you just hang out.
Yes. Now, the precarious part, though, is that it's easy for all others to disappear and leave you with one or two awkward individuals that you don't want to talk to.
Yeah. But you can get out of there easier.
Mm.
No, I mean the
overall
bar.
Yeah.
You could come for 5 minutes and leave, generally.
Yes.
As long as you were seen by someone, right?
Right. Yeah.
I think you're right. That's probably, it's funny, it's the highest risk.
Yeah.
But it's also the easiest to leave from.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, on the flip of that, the small one is the the lowest risk, but harder to get away from.
Yes. Yes. But also less likely to make you feel as though you need to get away.
You never know.
The most welcoming, I should say.
Yeah.
The family one is a big
crapshoot? Or not even that for you?
I don't.
Depends on the family, huh?
I think, well, it's. I don't like family gatherings anyway.
Okay.
Like, period. I have. Going sort of back to the outdoors thing. Like, I never know what I should be doing, you know? And that's a big problem for me, I think. So you, when you take that, I'm already apprehensive because I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
This is pretty much how I wander around family gatherings, literally sometimes looking from wall to wall because I don't know where I'm supposed to put my face.
You're hoping for a tent you can jump into and
sleep. And sleep. Yeah.
Sleep away the.
So now you take that already troublesome.
Yeah.
Scenario, and you put it outside and compound it with all of those outside factors.
I think that's easier only because I think you're if you stand inside or you stand in a house, it's a family gathering, and you're staring at a wall. People are like, what is he doing? But if you're staring into the distance at a barbecue, people are like, oh.
He's pensive.
Yeah. What's he looking at? Right? And then they're like, ooh. See. What do you see, John?
Right.
Birds. Clouds. Or you can just take in a deep breath and you can be like, just a beautiful day. Right?
Yeah.
I think maybe, I don't know if you've considered that before with your predicament. Like, where do you put your face? I mean, with the barbecue, you can put it anywhere. You could stare at a rock. What did you look at, John? Oh, this rock. It's a strange formation.
Yeah, but see, the problem there is I look at it, and then I'm like, okay, I finally found a place where I can put my eyeballs, right?
Yeah.
And then I just leave them there for, like, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then somebody's like, are you okay? You look kind of depressed. And then I have to say, well, no, I'm not really. I mean, I am kind of depressed because I'm freaking out, but I'm not really depressed.
Socially
I don't. Yeah, it's the depression has nothing to do with me staring at this rock. So don't take from that I'm depressed.
Backing away.
Yeah.
Now all you boys come with me.
Where?
Down to the jamboree. That turnip greens, candied yam, good old baked Virginia ham. The main attraction will send you that good old southern barbecue. We'll be singing high and low, we'll be rocking to and fro with a hidey hidey ho while we're ripping at the barbecue. We'll be mellow as a cello and we say hi there fellow. Come on then, let's get mellow while we're ripping at the barbecue. Now tra la la has got it.
I wanted to talk about the games that take place at a barbecue.
Oh, sure.
Lawn games.
Lawn games are awesome.
Now, wait a minute.
No, they are, because they occupy me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They give me something to do.
Let's go. Let's figure them out. I think the predominant one is, well, you should maybe say a famous archive quote. A challenge, a request to determine the first lawn game, and probably the most well-known and popular that might be taking place in Tennessee more often than other states, if you know what I'm saying. Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Challenge
you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes. Tennessee.
It took you a while.
Yeah.
Horseshoes. I feel like that's probably the... Wouldn't you say the...
You think that's the earliest?
Well, not the earliest, but the maybe the most well-known, the most ubiquitous one?
Not anymore. I don't think so.
Well,
I think
now?
Washers have
no.
has killed... Washers
maybe around here.
Has killed horseshoes.
Maybe around
Nobody
here.
Plays horseshoes anymore, man.
Maybe around
Kids are
here.
Growing up now, and they don't have a clue
maybe
what horseshoes
around
are.
Maybe around here.
I think everywhere. Let's ask our D.C. correspondent if kids in the D.C. area.
We can ask our D.C. correspondent. Don't we have a California correspondent?
We do, yeah. We'll ask her.
We have an Ohio. Oh, he may not listen.
Tell him to listen to just this one.
Yeah. Ohio correspondent.
All right, yeah. So we need to know how ubiquitous
weigh in
are
on what's the lawn
horseshoes.
Game? What's the lawn game of choice where you're from?
Yeah.
Or where you live. Not
what are you most likely to encounter when you go over to somebody's house for a barbecue?
Well, before we get to washers, I mean, horseshoes was what I always experienced at barbecues.
Mm-hmm.
We had a horseshoe pit, track, I don't know what you call it, range at our house.
Huh.
And only recently did I pull up the stakes out of the backyard.
Wow.
The steel rods. Are you good at horseshoes?
No, terrible.
Oh, man, I'm bad at it, too.
I'm lucky if I can actually get it out of my hand. That's how good I am at horseshoes.
What about washers?
Pretty terrible, but I like playing it.
Yeah?
Now, again, I don't know if that's just because of the comfort factor.
These games all have a similar... makeup, don't they?
Yeah, you're hurling something from one side of the lawn to the other side of the lawn.
There's cornhole.
Yeah, what is that?
It's the bean bags.
Okay, yeah.
And there's a
I've just called that bean bags.
I think that's maybe the more popular name for
okay.
it. There's that one game, and I don't know if this is totally, totally local. There's a game where it's, again, it's the same setup where you got, you know, two sides.
Mm-hmm.
They're hurling things. But it's like it's almost like a little fence, like one section of a fence on either side, right? And it has two vertical posts, okay,
uh-huh.
with two parallel horizontal
Oh, I know what you're talking
connecting
about.
Connecting them.
I've seen this, but I have no idea what it is.
And then there's a rope with with a tennis ball on either end. Yeah, or some form of ball.
Right.
And then you throw that thing and try to wrap it around.
Oh, fence. Wait, no, you're thinking of something else. That's like tetherball.
No. Tetherball's a post with a ball hanging from it.
Oh, you're talking about the braces that have the thing.
You have these two like fence sections, as I said, right?
Yeah.
On either side of the court. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then what you're throwing is a rope with a ball at either end. So like almost like a
And you're trying to get it to hook onto one of the beams.
Yeah, you want to wrap around the rings.
Huh, so that's what those are for.
Yeah.
I've seen the things. I've never seen the ball thing.
Huh. I think it might have a lewd name.
Oh, probably.
I wrote down some others, that lawn games that I thought of. Croquet. Now, I don't know if croquet really counts because I think it has more sophisticated origins, croquet.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved croquet as a kid. I was so excited if there was croquet happening.
I like croquet because it reminds me of Heathers.
Yeah.
When they're playing in the beginning.
Sure.
In the dream sequences and stuff.
And there's mallets.
Yeah.
And this isn't a lawn game, but I associate it with the lawn. Slip and slide.
Oh, good call. Yeah.
Never been on one.
Never? Wet banana? Crocodile mile?
No, I've never been on any of these.
Oh, man. You missed out.
I know.
I've only been on one a couple of times, and it was never an ideal setup. That's was always like it was like downhill, and you would always like overshoot the pool, or like it was on a concrete surface, so it was sort of like you jump down and you like flatten your chest on the concrete.
Well, that's the thing, you have to leap onto it, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could just sort of slide, but you're not going to get much traction.
I can remember in my neighborhood, somebody had one, and I was like spectating basically.
Mm.
Because I couldn't go on it. And some kid slid down it, and there was a rock under.
Oh, yeah. That's horrible.
He, like, got gouged in his knee.
Oh.
It was bleeding everywhere.
It's
terrible.
Yeah.
Slip and slide. Those became... There was, like, a step up when they added the little pool at the end.
Yes.
And the ramp. Huh?
Oh, yeah. The bump.
The crocodile's mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Lawn darts? Do you ever do lawn darts?
Jarts?
Is that what they're called?
Javelin darts? Jarts?
I just call them lawn darts.
I never played them. I think they had been discontinued.
They're outlawed because they would kill people.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome.
Giant fact darts.
Yeah, those are great.
What about, well, I guess that isn't, I was going to say frisbee golf, but that's a whole other thing, I think. You know, we wouldn't play that at a barbecue.
What about like kites and stuff?
Yeah, it depends on the locale. I think, you know, catch or football, throwing a football around, you know, your basic sports stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A soccer ball even, people might be kicking that around, right?
Mm.
I think those things are likely to happen given the right crowd.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not really good at any of those games. But I agree with you. It's nice because it occupies you.
Yes.
And you can talk about that while you're doing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And
that
it's
can
good.
Be the topic.
It's a good opportunity for self-deprecating humor.
Oh, suck.
Yeah. 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 And it's also good for, like, ribbing your friends or family
nice
members.
Nice one, John. You suck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like barbecues. I feel
better having had this conversation.
Do you feel better armed? Maybe better equipped?
Yeah.
Because now you can kind of distinguish between barbecues, right?
Yeah. Now I've got a scale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put this in the archive, and we'll get the grill on going.